On Wednesday, September 11, busloads of Nigerians elected to pack their bags and leave South Africa. According to a member of Nigeria Citizens Association South Africa, Ingwe Nwanaji, this decision was made after years of xenophobic violence in South Africa came to a head last week. Nwanaji explains that more than 670 Nigerians have registered to leave the country.
We have registered about 670 people, and while others are still calling for registration. It started when we received the last xenophobia attack against our people last week. This has been going on for a while now, for years now, and nothing has been happening. Instead, the South African government choose to justify what their people are doing.
Nwanaji says that recent looting of foreign-owned stores will have a negative impact on the South African economy and inter-African relations. He largely blames local authorities for justifying the actions of looters.
They fail to educate the citizens, knowing that telling them that even the foreigners is also contributing to the economy. So just like you go selling the shops. You think you are doing that person. You are doing it to your economy. I watched the news. I saw Kaltin Premier. Instead of him to condemn what is going on, the Kaltin Premier is justified by talking about counterfeit goods. You know, counterfeit goods, if there is a counterfeit good here in South Africa, we have authorities that need to go after counterfeit goods, not to send the community to go and attack foreigners. That is nonsense. So when you are saying that, automatically you justify what they do.
You've been listening to Final Take, a multimedia live production from the Tiso Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.